somehow I don't think that when they said, speak your mind, this is what Tori had in mind.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's like all of us, probably a little surprised.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Turo. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 12. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
There's a lot to get to as we pick up from where we left off in Episode 11, right? Still at the group dinner, and here we are, Marissa and Adam, right? Mm-hmm. And they just give us a quick replay of what happened in 11. And then Mecca points out, hey, I've heard a lot about the things that Adam likes.
Mm-hmm.
But are you ready to tap into the things that Marissa likes?
Yeah. And I'm glad that someone else called it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wish Marissa would have said more about that. But I'm glad someone else recognized it. You know, Adam is pretty selfish. And we started out this episode when Cam had asked him, you know, why do you feel you need to have the same hobbies with somebody? And he says, again, I had a previous relationship. We did all these things together. Mm-hmm. It was great. Okay, Adam, go back to her. Why did that not work out? If everything about that relationship was great.
No. He didn't say everything. He was pointing out specific things because apparently everything wasn't great.
Well, obviously they'd probably stay together, but maybe go make that work. If that's because, I mean, you're just not going to find that. I've never dated someone that brought the same thing someone else had. A commonality about everybody I've ever dated is they can fit in any room.
Right.
You know, they can fit in. Doesn't matter where you're at. Dive bar, really classy place. They can fit in. But other than that, they're all different.
Right.
So why do you want someone that's the very same of what you have?
So if you say you like so many different, I'm going to find out later why that's so wrong for Felipe, but go ahead.
I'm not married.
and it wasn't all at the same time, huh?
Yeah, I'm not married.
And look, and this is still a running theory, as Cable says, he broke up with her on the phone because of Paul.
I don't think so. I don't think that was her. Because he said, he told Paul they only have like 5 dates. Mm-hmm. And it'd be weird for me to actually call on the phone because we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the person that he was, you know, intense, you know, pickleballing and jet skiing and ripping it up, was doing that all the time, was this chick that he only saw 5 times, apparently.
Do you agree with Monique says Marissa did the right thing? She gave Adam time to show his true self.
Yeah, but I think that's just who she is.
Yeah.
She seems to be someone that's gonna,
as we found out,
you know, go to the background, you know, or as you call it, pull a Homer Simpson and just kind of fade out into the bushes and let Adam take lead.
Mm-hmm. Now, Janet has a great point here, too, though, about Mecca pointing that out. This, from a person that doesn't want to be called out, that doesn't want to be told he's performative.
Yeah. Well, he came on a mission this time. I didn't know he'll be able to tell.
He did.
Y'all gonna talk about me? Go talk about me?
In front of my friends! Kevin Hart. Did you like that Marissa admits that they're going to couples therapy?
Well, it's not an admit. All of them go through therapy with, they're not going to someone separate. She's seeing Dr. Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the therapy they're going to. It's not like a separate couple's therapy. They're meeting with Dr. Lisa. So everybody does that. So no, I don't think that's a flex.
Oh, by the way, Mimi says, remember, Terrell, Adam tried to avoid calling her by downplaying their relationship. He wanted to text.
That still doesn't say that this person that y'all might think it is the one that he had this amazing relationship with. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't imagine you have an amazing relationship and you just want to text somebody to end it.
I think that was just the only amazing thing about it was she liked the things that he liked to do. And that's what he liked about it. So he thought it was great. And honestly, it really wasn't. Coach Ron says, I can't take Adam or that mustache seriously. He looks like a 1970s porn star.
He does have a little Dirk Diggler vibe to him.
Hey, shout out to Tyler who says, hey, I'm about tired of YouTube not giving me my notifications.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't understand, you know, why, but it's like some people get them, some don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, mine always pop up on my phone too because I just have it. So, but I'm not sure. We have to dive into that, see what's going on. Make sure you have the notifications on.
Have your notifications silent and be like, this is bullshit.
I hit the bell. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Felipe says he keeps finding reasons why he shouldn't be married to Tori. Wait, what happened here?
Felipe lost his Brazilian mind. That's what happened. So, and this, I feel bad for Tori, but I have a lot of respect for Tori at the same time. I feel bad for her because the words that have come out of Felipe's mouth, I think, surprised her. He said that, where was it? That he's trying to find reasons not to be married to her. He even makes the fact that he likes sleeping with a bunch of other people. Like all these other things that came out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. And Tori just sat there, just stoic, held it together, still holding his hand. She didn't let go. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she gave him that little nudge, like, we're going to talk about this in the car. Okay, baby? But it's just crazy, the stuff that comes out of Felipe's mouth.
You know, okay, so he also said that, you know, his single life was so incredible. It was easy. It was carefree. He didn't have to worry about anybody else. And the way he talked about single life sounds like a crackhead describing the high. Because he missed it a lot, is what he is. Or, as Miss Sender says, he's full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But also, like how when, I don't know who it was that asked Tori, like, hey, how do you feel about all this? And she says, like, Felipe has work to do on his own. That's not, it's not my job.
Right.
And I made a note. I'm like, Belgio Lee, take note. Some stuff not your job.
It's not your, yeah. You know, here's the thing, though. I do like that Nick asked the right question. Why do Married at First Sight? Because I know we're all asking the same damn question. Why?
Right. I don't understand that either. And I think maybe he thought if I did Married at First Sight, I don't want to speak for him, but I guess I'm about to. Maybe if I did that, that's what's going to make me be responsible. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this in young people that, you know, all those friends that we had in our early 20s, they got married, but we're like, dude, what the hell? You know, well, you know, she's a good girl. And if I settle down and you think all of a sudden marriage and this ceremony is going to make you stop wanting to sleep around with a bunch of other people. No.
Nope. Allison says, I cannot believe that Felipe is pulling tons of women. I do not believe it. Meanwhile, T-Time says, although cringy, I appreciate Felipe's transparency. He's a 29-year-old man who felt ugly and ignored his whole life. He finally gets female attention after a makeover, and now he doesn't want to settle down. And if that's the makeover, I'm just going to say, well, damn, what was it before?
Well, y'all got to understand, Felipe is not pulling runway models, right? In the restaurant industry, you're out, you work with these people all the time. So you got people that get to know you that they probably wouldn't have approached you at a bar or wouldn't have, you know, accepted your approach. But then y'all go out, work together, you're venting, you're bonding over some of the BS that happens. Mm-hmm. And then alcohol is involved, you're doing shots. And one thing leads to another, yada, yada, yada. And you start to hook up. Right. It happens in that industry all the time. So it doesn't matter. I've seen some of the ugly people pull some people out of in the restaurant industry just because you're out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monica says, that's how I know he was drafted for the show. Now, he didn't apply for the show, which we do know that the producers do go around looking for people on IG and jump in their DMs. Mm. Lucila says, Felipe needs to STFU. Every time he opened his mouth, it got worse and worse.
It did.
Yeah. It's... Now, Gina's pointing out, while this may be the first time that Tori's hearing this, this isn't the first time Felipe expressed this. He had a similar conversation with his dad. Remember that?
I do remember that, because he asked his dad, it was about the passion. He didn't tell his dad, hey, I like to sleep with a whole bunch of strangers. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that. But he also hadn't told this to Tori yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for her to hear this in front of the group is foul.
I do like Cam saying to Felipe, he's not going to do better than Tori.
Listen, like, come on, Felipe, come on. You're not going to do better.
You see this?
Yeah, he ain't do better than that.
I've seen what you pulled before. No. and then he's not done because he tells him, you're not Peter Pan, man. Grow up. It's time to grow up.
Yeah.
This is the kind of friend that we say, this is what guys do and what women don't do all the time. Yeah. In saying these things. Mm-hmm.
True. But here's the difference. If I was Felipe's friend, mm-hmm. instead of saying what Cam was telling him, I'd say, why are you married? This isn't for you. You shouldn't be married. You are not ready to be married. So because he's not going to grow up. You just don't. You're right. I do need to grow up. Let me turn that off and be this loving husband that's only going to focus on my wife and not let my eyes stray. Come on.
Rare Breed says Cameron's personality came out during that dinner. Do you agree in that? Especially this combo right here, right?
Yeah, because Cam's pretty quiet. He's pretty quiet and laid back. And he was just like very direct. Just, hey, grow up, mm-hmm. Peter Pan. Grow up. I loved it.
And C Park says, Cam kept it a buck, being 10 years older. I hope Felipe listened. So there we go. Which I don't know that he did, though. I'm afraid that we're going to see that he didn't. He did not listen. Meanwhile, Mecca is telling us how good things are in their relationship, him and Bells, because he said if they were to ask them if they would stay together now, he would not be undecided anymore. Progress?
Well, it doesn't mean he would say yes. He just said he wouldn't be undecided. I know what my answer would be today, and it's not going to be undecided. I know exactly what it's going to be. He didn't say it was going to be us. Just saying.
Then he talks about, well, you know, because you guys saw me walking out I was a little down last time. And you know, he kind of tiptoed around at first. And then here comes Captain Saber Mecca to be like, all right now, because look, y'all called him performative. And he's not performative. He's exaggerated.
Yeah, I mean, Belle Julie is standing up for her man, mm-hmm. which is what you do. Mm-hmm. I get it. But I don't think she realizes how much of that work she's going to have to do in this relationship all the time for him.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot. But I will say, the way she stood up for him, the way she came Captain Saber Mecca for him, Captain Saber 304 was kind of wild, because the way she's like, oh, he's been consistent behind closed doors. It made Michelle go, hey, look, man, my bad.
Yeah.
I was wrong, and I apologize.
Yeah. And that's fine. I think she picked up on the fact that, oh, you're talking about me.
Yeah.
So she picked up on it. She's like, hey, that's fine. Hey, I was one of the ones that was performative. I'm that baby pappy, and I apologize. I was wrong. And they could have just, and I like how Mecca just said, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Duh, duh, where Belle Julie goes, yeah, no, I appreciate that, because you're just giving your opinion, but you don't see what's going on behind closed doors. Mm. You don't know what conversations that we're having privately. So for that point, keep my man's name out your damn mouth.
Meanwhile, Nick is over there. Yeah, like, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Like, Nicky and Sean being a 10 out of 10. I'm like, that's the shade. By the way, Velvety Vice says that's Belle Jolie's Hubson.
Hubson. Ooh.
Nikki B says Belle isn't standing up for him. She capping. Mm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kevin says Michelle knew to let the actors act. Damn. Y'all are nuts.
Yeah. She just said, let me say, since I said it publicly, I'm going to say it again publicly. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Done.
Secret Era says Belle doesn't realize that Mecca's playing her face too. And Cutie Bree says Mecca confronts everyone but his dad. A huge source of trauma.
Well, we don't know that. Mm. We don't know their relationship other than what we saw at the wedding itself. So I don't think that'd be fair to say that.
But he didn't stand up to him.
Publicly at the wedding, you don't know what those two talk about one-on-one.
That's a good point.
At the dinner table, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Courtney and Nick, Nick starts saying a lot of glowing things about Courtney. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, it's so this, roses and, you know, harps and angels. And then here comes the devil over both shoulders by the name of Courtney. Because,
Jesus
God, we're doing all this physical stuff and the kissing because Nick likes it, not because I want to. I don't need it.
Right. I don't do this intimacy stuff because I know he likes it, but I don't need that. That is not anything I'd want to hear from my partner.
No.
Yeah. Don't be affectionate with me because I like it, but you don't want to.
Go on. Get it.
Yeah. I want to find somebody that wants to be affectionate with me. Be like, oh, it's your birthday. Come here. No.
Oh, my God. That was terrible. But, you know, here's the good part. Because then Mecca jumps in. Mecca did not come to play today. Mm-hmm. He came for everybody. He said he thinks Courtney is a huge question mark because of the way he saw, and everybody else saw, but he's the one to call it out, the way that Courtney behaves towards Nick from the first dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he never saw a connection on her behalf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw her give him that, I'll call it the Trump look.
The magazine.
What did you say to me? Yeah, when a reporter asks him a question he doesn't like, you are a nasty person. You are a nasty person. After she just looked at him with this look like, who the hell do you think you, do you know who I am?
Ninja.
Stay in your place. Stay in your place. Mr. Sanitation, do you know me?
No. Before I make Mavs great again.
Yeah. She, that was, that look on her face was like, Negro, who do you think you're talking to? Yeah, she did. But I love that he called it out because somebody needs to. Nick won't stand up to Courtney, so I'm glad that Mecca's like, I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a question mark because I don't see any type of compatibility here.
Yeah.
And then what does she do in true MAGA form? She breaks out the whataboutisms. It's like, hey, I've been doing this. I've been doing this.
Yes.
But what about Nick? Mm-hmm. What has he been doing? You know, the whataboutisms? Oh, crime. What about crime in Chicago?
What about black crime?
Let's talk about that. What about black on black crime? Look at those statistics. Yeah. She's like, what about Nick? He hasn't been doing this. Da, da, da. In fact, I don't know what you're doing. Totally takes it off her and puts the spotlight right on Nick. And Nick's just like,
of course.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, y'all here, I'm making all the changes. I'm doing all this work. And we haven't heard anything that he has done. And I wasn't going to say anything. But, you know, since y'all want to come attack me, then I got to do the thing. Jesus, what is wrong with this? What is wrong with her, right? By the way, pimp name Slickback said, I told y'all on episode 1, Courtney is crazy. That's my ex. I've seen the Marvel movies. She's a variant.
Mm.
So he's not saying technically, for those who don't watch Marvel, he's not saying that she's actually his ex. It's just that, you know, in another timeline. And to tell you how crazy this is, when you see this next statement from Kevin says, man, I wish Chris from Atlanta was on the season.
Wow.
Of all the black queens, of all the white queens. Oh, my God. We get to the boring couple, though. Michelle and Cameron. And apparently, you know, they say, you hear people talk about it, but a pep in your step after, you know, things are going right.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, even his ball players are like, that coach is much nicer now, huh?
Yeah.
He said he's a better coach.
He doesn't make us run like he used to and all that. It's really nice. But he's happy. I think that's what's great about this. He's really happy.
Mm. By the way, so they're saying the buffering. I don't see it on my side, and I don't see you sawing none either, but I'm seeing a lot of people saying that it's buffering.
Yeah. I don't know if it, yeah. I don't see it on my end too, but, and someone says, are y'all going through a storm? Like, we're not in the same place.
That's a big ass storm.
Yeah.
Okay. It's better now. No buffering. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, when you say it's buffering, you got to let us know which one of us is both of us, because we're definitely not in the same place or even the same city. So there's that part.
Yeah.
But appreciate it. Let us know, because that's we want to make sure that, you know, we're getting the best experience for everybody. Everybody. So Michelle and Cameron, he's thinking about not just living together, but even moving at the end of the season. This is wild.
Well, I like that. He's thinking future state past decision day.
Right.
The other couples are like, man, what are we going to do in 3 weeks? They're thinking about decision day.
Yes.
Cameron's like, hey, so next when my season's over next year, maybe I could move to Seattle. Like, he's thinking future state, which is great, which is what you want.
Right.
In a partner.
Michelle says Cam driving back and forth between Seattle and Portland shows how much work he is putting in to what he does and how much work he's putting into her. Basically, what she said, it's showing effort. The man didn't just go, look, man, hey, I got to go coach. I'll see you after the season's over.
Effort goes a long way. I mean, I stopped talking to somebody because I felt I was putting in all the effort. That can be a story time. I was putting all the effort with this person, and I was like, nope, it's not worth it. So I stopped.
Yeah, and you have to, man. I mean, and you know, here's the thing. When you have somebody who gives no effort and then somebody who's got the exact same circumstances, right, and they're putting in the effort, it's a glaring difference, right? And she's probably dealt with people who weren't trying to put in effort that were in the same city, right?
Right.
So
I haven't married you. But he did.
By the way, Kimberly said it buffered when you were talking about, you know, MAGA.
Is that what it was?
It was triggering words like, oh, no, we got to. Let's not say that again. Jeez.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
YouTube said, oh, y'all better not.
Oh, you did not. Not today.
You know, it was great seeing Michelle and Cameron and what they were talking about. And then we had to go see Caitlin and Devin. You know, just go ahead and throw a wet blanket on this whole thing, because Devin said that he still questions whether Caitlin likes him and whether they have a connection, you know, any connection, physical or even friendship. Are we even friends?
Yeah. So remember when Paul was saying it looks like Devin's light has been diminished
a
bit? He came in like a cop, full flashlight, shining everybody's eyes. And I loved it. I was like, yes, Devin, stand up for what you believe and say how you feel. And there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing I don't like about this conversation is when he could tell she gets a little like, hey, what about the good stuff that I've been doing? Don't leave that out. And he's like, no, I'm going to say all that stuff too. Things have been, you know, there's been some effort, but it's not enough to keep me. And she's still upset.
Yes.
Well, I see you. I hear you. And all that. Devin, stop saying that shit.
Because it's not working.
It doesn't work. She's used to people who probably talk crazy to her. So maybe, I'm just joking, Devin, don't switch up. Talk to her on a level that she's used to, because otherwise she's single.
So oh, Devin, I love you.
Yeah.
Woman, let me talk. Oh, okay.
Come over here and rub my back. Act like you like me, damn it.
I thought that was such you know, the victim, it's shit on Caitlin's session. No, it's not. I hated to hear that too, man. I was like, oh. I hated that. But Devin says Caitlin is making steps, but it's not at the pace that he needs. You know what she doesn't hear? The needs part.
Right.
She thinks about what she needs, and she's working at the level that she needs and refuses to do what he needs.
Now, here's the thing that I don't get. And this is why I keep saying with Courtney and with Caitlin, you just don't like Devin.
Right.
Because you can't tell me that other relationship you've been in, it takes all this work just for you to show some type of interest.
Right.
No, there's something about Devin that you don't like.
Exactly.
And that's okay. But don't make it sound like he's everything. He's amazing. I've never dated somebody like this. He's gorgeous and all this other stuff. Yet you don't really want to interact with him much.
Hey, you there says he's maybe it's the Backstreet Boys hairdo.
Okay, but that could be fixed. That could easily be fixed. If I met a girl, I didn't like her hair, but I really liked her, maybe we're talking to changing that. But there's certain things a person is who they are. You can't change that.
What?
And I think Caitlin's just this person.
You'd work through the braids?
I would date somebody that had braids as long as they were well taken care of. Or if not, I would help take care of it. But you're going to get braids and 3 days later it turns into locks.
That's something to be said. Caitlin is used to toxic jocks and Devin is in touch with his emotions. So it's strange. It is.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle asked Caitlin straight up, do you like Devin? And every time this is asked, and I wonder if this is performative, and she answers it so quickly. Yes. Every single time.
Yeah.
Because this is a simple case of words meaning less than the actions. Because the actions say no, but she's right. Always saying yes, real quick. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, your actions don't show it. And the little things that she does do, like for her, hey, I gave you a hug after you made me breakfast and kissed you on the cheek. I'm good for the day.
Yeah.
I did this one thing for you today. Check box. Now I'm going to go to my room and be by myself.
I said good morning when I came back from the gym after leaving you here. That should be enough, right? You good?
Should be enough. I high-fived you. We good? Is this enough intimacy for the day?
That's the kind of person on your birthday be like, mwah, you good?
Let me know when you got to finish. Well, shit, let me know when you got to start. Because you got to...
You know, I do like what Tori says, because I think Tori sees what we see, right? Because Tori says, look, there's no fault if you're into someone or not into someone. Is she seeing what we see?
Yeah. That's just it. It's like we talk about with Nikki and Sean. It's okay not to be attracted to the person. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you a bad person because you're not attracted to somebody. So I think that's Tori's way of trying to plan to see that, hey, I get it.
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't like somebody. Caitlin.
Right.
It's okay.
Sly says that Caitlin is very transactional with Devin, and as Sinan's fans agree, says she rations out her emotions to Devin. It's annoying. By the way, Allison said, Terrell, on you with those braids? Bullshit, Terrell. You'll be cutting off those braids in the middle of the night.
Nope. Not true. Not true at all.
He said, I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Not true.
Apparently, braids is now moving down the list from number one. It's moving down the list. We're seeing progress.
No, I am open, but I wouldn't cut the braids off. So I also said, I don't want a girl whose haircut's like mine. If I cut a braids off, it's going to look a little terrible.
Yeah, then you got to take it to the barbershop.
Then I got to take it to the barbershop. Yeah, can you get her a taper around the sides and the back? Just line it up in the front. And I'm going to drop her off at home, and we're going to break up till that grows back.
After you go to the basketball court.
Yeah.
Hey, as we make our way to our goal of 9K/10K, because since we're splitting the comments, we're going to go with 9/10. Do us a favor, please, if you haven't already, hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. You know, after the dinner, we get a quick view from different couples, right? Starting off with Tori and Felipe. And maybe my TV was buffering. Because did Felipe really ask Tori and say to her, I'm really nervous about how you feel.
This is saying some foul shit. Be like, hey, babe, we good? You seem off. You seem good. So what blows my mind about Felipe here in the car, she tells him she just wants loyalty and monogamy. And if he can't provide that, then it doesn't make sense for the marriage to work. And then he asks her, are you worried that I can't be monogamous? Motherfucker, you are worried you can't be monogamous. You've been saying it. You just said it. You said it to your dad. You said it to the guys. You keep saying this. So why do you think that she's all of a sudden worried that you can't be monogamous?
That is kind of wild for him to do it. But, okay, Tori's really straightforward, right? And I think... I told you what I thought she was last episode, right? She's that person that would, hey, this is what it is. If you cross this, I'm gone, right? And it's pretty much what she said. Hey, here's what I want. If you can't do it, get to stepping. Now figure your shit out.
Yeah. Figure it out. It's on you.
Yeah. Not mad at her for that at all. Then we get to see Marissa and Adam. And Marissa says that Devin and Nick are in the same boat. Is she right?
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised that they're talking about a white couple because apparently everyone thought they only pick on black couples, but apparently they talk about everybody. See, equal opportunity trash talkers behind people's back.
I knew you couldn't wait to get to this part.
Yes. I was like, see, where's the smoke for this?
Because the producers are like, no, we can't have him attacking the black folks again. Come on, let's edit that part out.
No, don't talk about Mega. Don't talk about it. What were you going to say, Devin and Caitlin? Okay, got it. Go. Filming it. So, they're talking about Devin, and they're right that Courtney is putting in more effort than Caitlin is.
Mm. That may be true, but like Kat says, both Caitlin and Courtney find normal relationship things to be chores. You know, when you find that to be the case, when you don't like the person.
When you don't like somebody. When you like somebody, you will do all kind of things for somebody.
Exactly.
This one guy told me, him and his wife, they've been together for some years, and it's always cute to see couples who have been together for a long period of time that still do really nice, sweet shit. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about seafood, and he goes, oh, my wife doesn't. You know, I like shellfish. She likes it. She doesn't like messing with it. So every time we go get crabs or whatever, I got to cut everything open for her and take the meat out. And I was like, aw. Because y'all know me. Well, see, but if I found somebody I really liked, would I like peel the crawfish for and all that so she'd have to do it? If I really liked somebody, yes, I would do that. So the fact that he's willing to do that for his wife, I thought it was just nice.
Because it's reciprocal. He takes the meat out at dinner.
He's gonna be pulling the Sean. Hey, I did take you out for crabs and lobster. So you were hungry. I filled that need. So now, as your husband, I have a need.
If you do it right like he's doing it, you don't have to worry about that. You're good. I'm just saying. We do see Caitlin and Devin, and Devin is apologizing for the way the convo went down at dinner.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it. I don't think he needs to apologize because you're not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't apologize what you said. You came out guns a-blazing. This is the Devin that we all met
right
in the beginning. Now you're just back to your full self.
Right.
Right? So don't apologize. But her body language, she didn't want to look at him. She feels so upset. Mm-hmm. And she goes, now it feels like I'm difficult to love. And he's like, yeah, sometimes it feels that way. And that's fair. She needs to hear that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're not as awesome as you think you are.
Now, so here's the thing.
Tells you, especially someone you're in a relationship with, they tell you, listen to them.
But she's not listening because she says she can't understand why Devin only talks about the negative. Meanwhile, she's talking about all the positive things about him.
Mm.
Which is like, well, yeah, you sit there and you say about how nice he is, yet you don't show it. Even with his friends, she sat down there and told his friends how good he was. You've never dated someone like him. Even when he took a picture, I look so good.
Hmm. Well, but that's just the way the world works, right? When you take your car to one of those car wash places and they let you know, hey, you know, Mr. Rude, your car is ready. You're not going to walk up and go, ooh, that bumper looks nice. Oh, wow. That my back right tire is nice and shiny. You're going to be like, hey, y'all need to wipe this right here. You missed a spot.
Right.
You're going to look at that. That's just how it is. And yeah, you could hear some good things you're doing. If you're doing enough good things in a relationship, then your partner won't be focused on the negative. You're not doing enough to counter the negative.
Right. And Devin is like, hey, man, look, F these cameras. Only time I see your personality is when the cameras are around.
Mm.
But then
she's like, you bring up cameras more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you haven't been on a reality show with anybody else. So that's why they haven't brought up cameras.
I'm not sure how to put this one because it's Manning says he's not accommodating her. I mean, he's been accommodating her, so she can't say anything negative. Right.
Right.
He's doing everything for her,
right,
doing everything that she needs, and she's doing none of what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. Ms. Senator says it. She hasn't shown him anything, right? But she does point out, hey, hold up now, wait a minute. Because you're saying this, I only do this when the cameras are around, but our best day was at the EDM Fest, right? Where were the cameras then? And then after that, she's talking to the producers, talking to us, dropping the WWTs. And it made me start to question, what are we missing from this? Is Caitlyn really the problem or is it Devin? Because she's pointing out something and he didn't counter that. He just said, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But she's pulling a, I don't want to buffer again, but she's pulling a January 6th group mindset about the what about.
Yeah.
About the what about. What about the EDM Fest? Mm-hmm. There was no cameras there. Okay, yeah. Once. That's one time. But I think what Devin is talking about, when we're at the house having conversations, mm-hmm, you know, when the cameras are on, you're great to have a conversation with me. You might even touch my shoulder. But right, as soon as the cameras are going, poof, you out.
Right. And that's the problem. That is the problem. And that's what he's talking about, and that she can't see. And she can't see the forest for the trees because
right,
she is just stuck in her own ways, and it's all about her, right?
Yep.
Which makes me question a little bit here. I've got a poll up right now for the live crew. Who will be the first couple to break up? Caitlyn and Devin? Courtney and Nick? Nikki and Sean? Or Tori and Felipe?
Mm-hmm.
So vote on that. We'll get back to the poll in a little bit. But first, got to say thank you to everybody rocking with us. Whether you're here right now as part of the live crew or watching this later as part of the replay gang, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shows. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen over my left shoulder. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Taro.
And to the replay gang, do us a favor and please hit that hype button. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. Scan the QR code also over Terrell's left shoulder. And thank you in advance for your support. Hey, let us know you made it this far, man. Leave the word. What shall we go with? You have a suggestion this time?
Mm.
I know what? I'm going to take it from Sly. Breakup.
Breakup? Yeah.
To go right thank along you, the pole.
Yeah. Thank you, Sly. Breakup.
Don't forget, take the poll. I think, let me see. Where are we at right now? In this poll, we are, Caitlyn and Devin are leading right now, it looks like.
Yeah.
So.
That's who I'd pick.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Because I think it'll be amicable. I don't think it'll be like a big deal. Devin's gonna be like, hey, look, let's just end this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you can't do the things I want. You don't want to. And that's totally fine.
Speaking of breakup, we thought these two probably would have broken up already, but instead we see them heading to Sean's place. They're gonna go see each other's place. They're heading to Sean's place first. And Sean is like, hey, go ahead, take a quick little nappy nap.
And yeah, I think he was out.
Not only was she out, she was sliding down in the chair. She was comfortable. Those seats must have been good.
That's how you were driving back from Atlanta, moving you from Atlanta to Houston, where you were sleeping in the passenger seat. That was you. I'm looking at you, watching you get good sleep.
After a cup of coffee, I tried. Now, and we're talking about Nikki and Sean, so leave me the hell alone.
Anytime I see people, I'm triggered. Anytime I see people sleeping really good in the passenger seat, I'm like, goddamn Yanni. Prison bastard.
When they get to Sean's place and his couch and rug from the 70s, what'd you think?
Okay, so Sean's place looked simple. I was expecting more from that. Just the way he carries himself, I expected more. His place was simple, little cluttery. Mm-hmm. You know, I always find it funny when people go into each other's refrigerators and like, oh my God, it's only condiments in here. It's like, oh my God, I'm gone for 4 weeks. Who has a refrigerator full of groceries when you're not going to be there for 4 weeks? That makes no sense, right?
Should it be a red flag if you go in there and the fridge is fully stocked?
Well, my question would be, who else lives here?
Oh,
like, do you have a roommate? Does someone else have a key? Do you have a homeless guy like Adam that just crashes randomly at your place? But if you haven't been here, why is it stocked with fresh groceries? I like his gaming chair for someone that, you know, works from home and you, you know, you're sitting in those chairs. Some chairs aren't built for it. Gaming chairs are very comfortable. But his house was just kind of boring. And I thought when he said that, he teed it up. Hey, it looks like I'm still, you know, like I just moved in.
Right.
When I hear that, oh, that's a yellow flag.
Yeah. That was true. But, you know, even Nikki's like, yeah, I would not live here. This would not be our home. She was very quick to say that.
Yeah, she couldn't wait to leave. Was like, hey, you want to go see my place? Yes! Let's go! Let's get out of here.
Her place was much nicer than Sean's, but Sean didn't seem impressed.
Yeah, her place was really gorgeous. I got to give it up to Nikki. It's what I expected. Mm-hmm. She also said that she bought it 2 years ago. She's still doing some decorating, but she has come, you know, way ahead and more advanced than what Sean has. Mm-hmm. Her house looks like a home. I like her decor. I like the furniture. The only thing I don't like is Nikki saying that the downstairs bathroom is for number ones only. If you got to do a number two, you got to go upstairs. She doesn't like all that lingering downstairs. How do you regulate that when you have company over?
You don't have company over.
Yeah. How do you regulate that? And if I'm your man, then if I'm sitting on the couch and we're watching a movie, hey, can you pause? I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. If you see me grab my phone, you know I'm going... You know I'm going upstairs. You know I'm about to go upstairs and handle some business. But how do you just tell friends, hey, no, you can't do that. Hey, D, can I use your bathroom? Number one or number two? Number two. You got to go upstairs. Second door on the right.
Number one, all right, downstairs. Make sure it don't splash anywhere. Good. Wash your hands on the way out. We're good. By the way, Nikki B says, I find it insulting when folks don't have a clean place when they know you're coming.
Yeah. It says a lot about a person when they do that. I find that odd.
Yeah. Now, Sean asks where they would live, Bremerton or Columbia City? And Nikki says what we already knew. Like, why would you even ask? You right. know, she's not moving in with you. She's going to be right there in Columbia City and you're going to be in Bremerton.
Right. After that house that she worked so hard for?
Yeah.
Now, if she went to his place and it was this immaculate, oh my goodness, it's a, you know, mansion from Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, she'd move in there, even though she doesn't like the city. She would live in that house. But your house isn't great. And then I like how Sean, after Sean says, this is why I think this is bullshit. Because Sean tells the camera that, yeah, Nikki's bougie. And I got a lot of friends who are bougier than her. I've seen houses that are way better than this. So to me, her place isn't that big a deal. And then tells her to her face, I could see myself living here. And I'm sure Nikki's like, I can't. But we'll talk about that in 3 weeks.
He said, which bathroom should I use? The outhouse.
The one at your house.
Manning says, this segment gave me Ikichi and MM vibes.
Yeah, I remember that. But he didn't, Ikichi didn't, well, Sean didn't shut down the way Ikichi did after seeing her house.
Yeah, because... Ikichi was, he was just like, I think he was intimidated.
Yeah.
Sean's just a hater. There's a difference.
Yeah.
But I can see why it's still triggering because the way this happened, I can see why it was triggering to you guys. Toya says it's normal in a relationship to say, hey, I'm about to number two. Or just tell it like it really is. Hey, I'm about to go peel the paint off the walls. But you never make that announcement, do you?
I have never been in a relationship where someone's like, hey, babe, can you pause there real quick? I'm going to take a shit. I'll be right back. I've never dated someone that did that.
And that's why you're not married.
I never have. There's like one person in my life, I realized they did do that because I went to the bathroom not too long after they did. And like my eyes started watering. I'm like, oh, Jesus. But other than that, I was like, women don't shit, right? I never.
Yo, you got to be a little bit more comfortable in this, man. It's, you know, You can't be, baby, I'm going downstairs to the hotel lobby bathroom. You can't do that.
Hey, I'll be back. I'm going to go for a walk real quick. Go to the hotel, go downstairs to the lobby. But I've never dated someone and be like, hey, I'm going to go upstairs. I got to, my stomach's bubbling. I'll be back. I just don't do that.
Well, we got to learn to make jokes about stuff, man. You walk in there like, whoo, baby, damn.
It's where there's multiple bathrooms.
This is mine. This is yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear God. You're going to get over it at some point.
No, I just wouldn't go to the downstairs half bath. If I had to do that, I'm going to go upstairs. Maybe to the guest bathroom. Do that one because the odds on her going in that bathroom is slim to none. She's not going to go to my bathroom in my bedroom or the one downstairs. I'm not going to blow up the one downstairs while she's sitting on the couch.
I just want to point out that is exactly what Nikki has those rules.
But I wouldn't make you not do number two downstairs. I'm going to be, no, Yanni, that's for upstairs. I wouldn't make you do that if you came over.
After watching this episode, your girl is never going to use the bathroom on the level that you are on, ever.
Well, she watches the regular podcast. She's not a member, so
now she knows the rules.
I'll find out what she has to say. Hey, babe, you can use whatever bathroom you want. I'm just saying, I've just never had a girl say, hey, I got to do a number two real quick. I'll be back. I've just never had that happen.
Bibi Sotero was like. And Gina says you need some poopery.
That stuff works.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't got time for all that. Ain't nobody got time for all that. Well, he's married now. Michelle and Cameron, they go to Portland, right? Two stops here. First stop is at Cam's place. And on the way there, Cam is saying, I'm not even going to try to convince her to move here.
Yeah.
Good move?
Yeah. I mean, because she's already said she doesn't like Portland.
Right.
Okay, great. But he just wanted to show her where she's living. And what I'm thinking is maybe she's only maybe visited Portland a couple times, but never got a chance to really experience it. I think there's a difference of going on a fun weekend getaway to some city compared to like driving around as if you live there and just really see the beauty of a city. Mm-hmm. So he was just introducing her to his place. And I liked his house. Mm-hmm. His house, it's a bachelor pad, but it's not like an Adam bachelor pad. It doesn't look like a frat house.
Right.
And he has a lot of plants, which y'all know me and my plant situation. I don't have a snake plant. That's it. But other than that, don't have any other ones. But I liked his place. And his mom, when he took her to his mom's place, or his family's place, the house he grew up in. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous house.
Did you notice that when he showed her his bedroom, he didn't say this is where the magic happens?
Yeah.
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 Adult.
Oh, but this is Sean, who also is 69. Ooh, it's my favorite number. You'd expect that to come out of Sean's mouth.
I will say, when they went to Cam's parents' house, the way Michelle couldn't stop laughing and giggling and cheesing like a Cheshire cat says a lot about the good vibes these two have. And this is why they're the boring couple. They're the good couple.
Yeah, really good vibes. I was wondering if Cam was going to be like, hey, why don't we do more than just kiss? Since the last Michelle I kissed here was my very first kiss, why don't we just really exceed that? My parents aren't home for another hour.
He didn't do it. They did a peck instead.
Yeah, they did a little peck, and then they go downstairs and then let the dogs jump all over the stuff. That's the thing that tripped me out is I'm wondering, does Cam's parents have dogs or are they comfortable with it? Because dogs just jumped up onto the couch and was chewing on the pillow. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, y'all aren't seeing this? No one's going to stop that from happening? Fine.
Nope. And that's why you don't let dogs in your house. Assumpta B says, great move by Cam, but I enjoyed Cam talking about how he grew up in the neighborhood and wants his kids to grow up like he did. Which, again, he said he wasn't going to try to convince her, but he did. And he, like D. Michelle says, he slick sold her, though, because Michelle is now having second thoughts about Portland and now would even consider it.
Right. She did. Oh, it's good because she's compromising just like he is. He's open to the fact of, hey, I'm in love with this woman. This woman makes me happy. Mm-hmm. That means I got to move to Seattle to be with someone that makes me happy. That's what it's going to be. Job be damned. I'll figure all that out. Mm. I love that.
Alana says they're my absolute favorite, healthy and boring. but I'm entertained personally.
Yeah.
Let's see. K-Wu says their compromises are realistic and healthy. And Hey You There says what I say. No dogs indoors.
I just don't think on the furniture. Dogs can be indoors. Yeah. It's cold. It's hot. Keep them outside, 100 something degrees.
Yeah, heat the damn, put an AC unit in the doghouse.
Jesus. PETA, y'all hear that? You hear that? I'm making an anonymous tip to PETA. Got a couple cats I need you to check on.
Yeah, cats are fine. The cats are inside. They're good. They don't go outside. Cats inside, dogs outside. Plain and simple. Marissa and Adam are meeting with Dr. Lisa Paz. Mm-hmm. And Marissa is talking about their first bad day, which was Adam's ideal day, which kind of called compatibility into question for Adam.
Yeah, it made him wonder, are they compatible? Do they have a future? Mm-hmm. Which is sad that pickleball and jet ski makes you question a future with somebody. It's just insane. What if you get married and fall in love with this person that loves pickleball and they get hurt and they can't walk anymore? Then what? He's probably going to make them do the Paralympics or something. They're going to have to go all out. I like how Dr. Lisa asks him, why is everything such a level 10 for him? And he starts to tell the story how he's always been this way. He's kind of instilled from his dad. Now you start to peel the layers of the onion to see why he's the way he is. And so you look at his parents forced him to do Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to make your kid do Boy Scouts, but to achieve Eagle Scout is hard. Mm-hmm. And you forced him to do that. And then forced him to do 13 years of classical piano lessons.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly. And he still got good at it, but he was forced. There's a lot of stuff going on in that dude's mind.
There is. And the fact that it felt like his parents terrorized him, at least in his mind, because he did the things, the piano, the Boy Scouts, all the way to Eagle Scouts, and he was not proud of them. He didn't really want to do any of them, right? And so... even when he's like, please don't mention this in front of my friends. And they did it anyway. So I can see. And this explains why he is just so all about him. Right. A little bit. But Dr. Lisa asked if this is why he lives out loud. And that's a great way to describe him, because he is
very much out loud. And he's a very look at me and look what I can do type person, which is. Sad. But he asks, like, does your partner, need to rise to that level of intensity for you? And he's like, yes. And Marissa's just sitting there just with this look, like, just horrified.
Yeah.
I was saying, speak up, Marissa. You got the Dr. Lisa right there in front of you. Say something.
Well, she did. She said, well, it talks about the ex that Adam has been raving about. So she did bring that up.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't look at him and say, why don't you get back with her? Or at least I wish Dr. Lisa would have asked Adam, so what happened with this ex? If y'all were that compatible and that intense, what happened in that relationship? Do you want to share? And maybe that's the one that cheated on her.
Right. Yeah, because there's something there. And the fact that he keeps bringing this up, if that's all he's stuck on, you're going to be single for a long time there, brother. Then we get Marissa talking about her anxiety and depression growing up, and she gets emotional. To Adam's credit, he sees she's getting emotional. He puts his hand on her knee, rubs her knee in a comforting way. Do we give him any points for that?
Well, it depends. Did you hear him whisper in the mic? Need to knock that shit off. You need to shut this shit down. We'll talk about this at the house.
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's great that he recognized that she was emotional and she was sharing some serious things. So I'm glad that he comforted her. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he really heard her, because she said that I've been in relationships where I had people with this expectation on me. Mm-hmm. It gives her anxiety and she knows she can't live up to it. So it makes her feel bad, which is what Adam is doing to her.
Yeah. By the way, Coach Run says Adam needs to date a UFC fighter if he's looking for a woman that intense. That's a good point. They talk about fluidity and rigidity. Is this going to help them?
No, because Adam can't be. I mean, I think Adam is saying loud and clear, no, yeah, you know, we got to compromise, but I don't think I'll be 100% happy if I do. Mm-hmm. I won't be 100% satisfied. So he's a no on all that. He doesn't care. This is what he wants.
Yeah.
Get a mail order bride. If that's what it is, do that. Do the mail order.
It feels, because it's all him. Like Gina says, poor Marissa hasn't had one of her 3-hour naps for the duration of this marriage. She also hasn't had a date because he hasn't done any dates since they forced
him to do some. Just vibing?
Vibing, jet skiing, pickleballing.
That's it.
Yeah. Sinan's fan says maybe Adam and Courtney should give it a go. You think?
No, because Adam likes to vibe. Actually, you know what? They could actually probably be they could actually work.
Yeah, because she would.
Because she likes everything about that. She likes that machismo that Adam has. So she might be more inclined to be more affectionate with him. She get on that jet ski. She doesn't weigh a whole lot, so she's small. Mm-hmm. So he can still rip it and do all those fun things. So maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would be better. That should have been the match, probably.
It could be a David and Madison situation where they just switch.
Yeah, you know, if that happens, people would be making them villains like they did David and Madison. Just saying. There are people still commenting on those clips. Every so often. Yeah. Like, damn.
Yeah.
And I see a comment like, oh, I know which one's that. I know which one that's for.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's a year ago. And you still got something to say about this guy.
Tori, it's interesting how they did this one, because we see Tori just with her phone propped up, having a conversation, doing her personal diary cam. And then they show us the surveillance footage of Felipe doing his Sean impression on the couch. But she's telling us that she's tired of hearing Felipe say how much he likes her, but he's worried about cheating on her. Fair?
Yes, that's fair. Could you imagine? Yandy, I really like you. I've been known to cheat, though. I'm going to try my best not to do that to you. You are so amazing. Like, that's what he's doing. He's like love bombing her, but also letting her know, hey, I cheat sometimes. And I'm really worried about me cheating. And I agree with Tori. She's like, he's oblivious. He thinks everything is great. Mm-hmm. We just had that little, you know, little snafu at the group dinner. Right. But we're good now. No, dude, you're not good now.
Yeah, because he thinks they're good. She knows they're not. And she says she's torn between having a conversation about it and not wanting to deal with it.
Yeah, so he needs to figure it out.
But you think, what do you think? Convo or no?
Well, I think you need to have a convo about it. Mm-hmm. I've always said that if you're in a relationship and something's better than you, talk to your partner
right
before you talk to anybody else. So right now she's told us, we all understand though, because we're like, Tori, you're dealing with someone that's a fool.
Yeah.
But yeah, talk to him.
Yeah, she definitely needs to. Just have the convo. Again, I think she's the person that would go silent and just be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Just go away. And not even, that's kind of wild. By the way, the poll, first couple to break up. Caitlin and Devin, Courtney and Nick, Nikki and Sean, or Tori and Felipe. Tori and Felipe, who we just finished talking about, they're at the bottom of the pile with 17%. Then Courtney and Nick with 20%. Okay. Nikki and Sean with 22%. Number one, Caitlin and Devin with 41%.
That's about right.
That's who you thought too, right?
Yeah. That's the same thing I thought. I mean, because to me, I think they could easily look at each other and say, this is not going to work.
Right.
And you can't blame somebody. I don't think there's someone that you didn't do enough to make it work. She wasn't interested enough to try to make it work. Yeah. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. Devin's going to have to take that on the chin and be okay with that, because that could easily mess with somebody's ego. But hey, Devin, everybody doesn't like you.
Right.
But there's a bunch of women, I'm sure, that are sliding into your DMs since this thing aired. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
By the way, D. Michelle says, I do like how Adam said he won't let Marissa lose her voice. So I hope he demonstrates that.
He already let her lose her voice the first 3 weeks of the relationship. So.
It was a nice thing to say, but in practice.
Yeah. In front of Dr. Lisa, in front of your therapist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
the right thing to say. Dimashal also says, I agree with an ethical swap. So you're saying David and Madison, unethical swap?
I mean, there is some debate around that. We're just saying that what we're, and to me, I think it's ethical. I'm happy for David and Madison, and more, probably more than a lot of people are.
Yeah.
But in this case, if you have no one that's, there's nothing that's happening behind the scenes, just say, hey, look, I'm not feeling it. You know, but I think Courtney's been, you know, throwing it at me, you know, ever since we started this show. I'm going to take my chances over here. Courtney, are you interested? That'd be cool if they would let you do that. If you're doing all this group stuff together, maybe if y'all want to switch, kind of mix in a little ultimatum with Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting, actually. By the way, Monique says, you guys are too hard on Adam. He's learning what his flaws are in the relationship. I think he'll change. What have you seen that tells you that he will change?
Well, and I think you're assuming that no one has ever said anything to Adam about this at all. No, it's just now it's on TV. And these experts aren't messing around. And I've not, we've been hard on people before. We have been hard on Adam.
Right.
We just said Adam's selfish. He's going to go for what he wants. He's not happy. And he's saying this. Yeah.
Like Toya says, Adam ain't changing a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
And Manning says, I don't see Adam and Courtney working. If they had this ethical swap, they're both very selfish. True.
Well, I think Courtney's selfish because she doesn't like Nick.
Well, there's that part, too.
Because she likes the guy.
Mm-hmm.
She liked the guy so much, she let him cheat on her.
Yeah.
And just kept going.
Yeah.
So I don't think that she's selfish. I think that when she's in on somebody, she is all in. And it's going to show. It would, Stevie Wonder would be able to see that she really likes this person when she's in. But when she's not in, she's not feeling Nick. That's all it is.
That's a great point, because people will not like PDA. And then get with the right person and all about PDA. Like, hey, girl, don't you let go of my hand.
That's right. I love PDA. Don't know to her out in public. And? Great.
And when you go hold my hand.
No. Yeah. Kiss me in the mouth right in front of all these people.
Paris asks, does Terrell not like locks from what you said about the braids going to locks?
I just said from braids going to locks. Like, I don't like the, when you get braids and then that new growth comes in and it's just not well maintained. I know it's expensive. I know it takes a lot of time. And so if I was with somebody that was passionate about braids, I would not mind chipping in to say, hey, why don't you go get them done? You know, I'll bring Scrabble over. We can play Scrabble, Monopoly while they're doing it. That way you're not bored. I'll sit there with you, you know, play some dominoes, whatever. But if that's what it takes, just to not see that new growth just kind of looking tired. Yeah, I'd do it.
So basically, you're fine with vacation braids when you're heading to vacation, but after going to the beach about 4 or 5 times, you're like, oh, no, never mind. speaking of you and the braids, Sly agrees with me saying that you're allowing that thing to come down because it was number one. The no braids was number one, and now you're all new.
That's what y'all said. I never said number one on my list is braids. That was something that you all created.
We didn't create it.
And
then C Park says, I'm with you, Terrell. None of the women I've seriously dated rocked braids regularly. Why?
Don't know. I just find it interesting that he put in there seriously dated. Why'd you have to add that?
That's because the unserious dating was just hanging out. It was just vibing. Hey, you there, says no brandy for you. Now, here's one I know you'd agree with before we get out of here. It's from Nikki saying, cats act like Courtney and Caitlin.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah. Facts. Agree with that.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Look, you know, it's coming in about a week and a half, I think. Love is Blind UK. I want to say it's the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Mavs. Again, we're back next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But then Love is Blind's coming back real soon. So let's get ready. Hey, let's get there. We got the 9K and we got the 10K. Can we hit them both before we get to the end of end of August? Jesus, that's going to July 2027. We better. So do us a favor, please. We appreciate you hanging out with us. But if you haven't already, please hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
And Nidra, no. It's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers. Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.